All right, Tulsa, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off in the bottom of page Kuf Yod Zayin. And the Chavar explains, he says, Kishimavinim, actually the last two lines, Kishimavinim shadimoy hatzmi hashlili itala adam, novea mea tfisa shahara urak chilek mimen, ad kidei spashtu shara bechile kolkach rachav, shum zahe es atzmo kishlili berubo. So once again, remember, now he's just summarizing. The way ultimately, inferiority complexes, this is leaving aside any kind of real clinical conditions, because God forbid, if a person has a real clinical condition, that's not just an issue of how a person views themselves. That's unfortunately illness. But the idea over here is that all these feelings of inferiority, these feelings of nothingness, these feelings of what that one is a negative individual, ultimately the Mechaber suggests stem from a misunderstanding of the nature of my relationship with Ra. That a person understands that, or a person feels that when they do something negative, that is a reflection on their totality, instead of recognizing that Lamaisa is just a little piece of who and what they are, and it doesn't even influence real core identity. So he says, okay, Matt, so literally translated, he says, that when we realize that negative self-perception derives from an understanding that a person feels that Ra is mamash chelik mimenu, a piece of him, until it spreads to the point that a person feels that it may even become the dominant trait that he possesses. Now, top of Kof Yud Ches, O kimat kulo, hatikon hu legalos bechazaras hatfisa hamitis niruani. The only way to solve these feelings of negative self-perception, and the only way to go ahead and remedy these issues of inferiority, is to go ahead and reacquaint a person with his true inner eye and to recognize that at his core he is truly good. Mihu be'emes ha'ani. So the question we often wonder is, who are we at our core? He says, Hanachtum shebara es ha'olam. Nachtum means that, you know, the baker. So the baker who created the world, bara ha'olam, meid al isaso ha'ani hu ha'tovivar. Remember how we started this chapter? That what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say after every stage of creation? Kitov. Kitov. So if you want to know what the nature of this world is and what the nature of man is, all you need to do, the baker already told you how he feels about his dough, how he feels about his bread. He said, Kitov, ha'ani utov bilvad, kasher yeh bar la'adam, shamatzius shalohi neshama. When a person realizes that his true essence is a neshama, v'haguf hurak levush v'neshama, and the body is just simply a garment for the soul, yuvrar lo gam sheha'ani shenikra neshama, Hurak Tov Ma'od. He will recognize that the Ani, which is ultimately called the Neshama, is only good. Akiras Hazir Ha'atzmi, Hashlili Eitzel Adam, Tzirchalei Ha'asos Mikar Havana Shaguf Hurak Levush. So we'll say, an uprooting of this negative self-perception can only be done when a person realizes that the dominant part of my identity is not my body. That my body ultimately is just simply a levush. All it is, it's an article of clothing for my neshama. Lo etzem ha'ani, it is not my essence. V'ha'ani hu ha'neshama she'akadosh baruch hu meyid aleha, she'itov ma'od. What am I? What am I at my core? I am the neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already testified about, that is in fact tov ma'od. Gamim chas v'shalom ha'adam hu ba'al kishlon sidarti. So we'll say again, even if there are many parts of my life that are not in order, right? Even if I have many deficiencies, remember again, Michael always raises this point, and it's a valid point. The Mechaber is not saying to ignore your deficiencies. And the Mechaber is not saying that you should think that you're perfect. And the Mechaber is not saying that, oh, I'm so wonderful, I'm tov ma'od, to lead to a sense of arrogance. That's not what he's saying at all. Remember, a person has to be fully cognizant of their faults, and a person has to be fully cognizant of their shortcomings, and a person has to recognize all of the things that are deficient within them. It's just that a person has to understand also that those things are like the lavush. Those are articles of clothing that sit on top of my inner eye. My inner eye, that neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, that's kula tov. That is all good. That cannot be corrupted. No matter what I do in life, no matter how many times I fall in life, that inner tov always remains pure and pristine. So his whole point is that that's where you rebuild from. That's where you rebuild from. See, the problem that people have is that they often identify their actions as part of their self. So if I do something bad, then I'm a bad person. And if I'm a bad person, then what chance do I have possibly to rebuild myself? But if I understand that essentially I have an uncorruptible, untarnishable, untaintable core. Again, I might do very many, many bad things. I might have many layers of wrong and impurity, but that core is good. That core is good. And impenetrable in terms of its tov, that's where I begin the process of rebuilding from. If I recognize that, then I know that no matter what I do, I still have a core that's good. I can, that's my foundation.
Slippery slope going the other way too?
No.
Like saying that, you know, I tried as hard as I could and I just messed up. But I'm good, you know, so...
I'm good, okay, but you have to actualize the good. I'm saying, if a person's looking for an out, the person could always find it out. Remember his introduction. In the first chapters, he said, if you are not a contemplative person, this safer is not for you. Safer is not for you. So, no, it was the safer is for you. But again, his point was, you're right. If a person is looking... He's talking to a group of people that want to be self-aware. That's what he's talking about. That's why he doesn't even entertain some of the legitimate questions that you're bringing up, because he already feels he's talking. You know, it's interesting because the danger of the written word is that it's there and it's subject to interpretation by many different people. See, I think he does a very smart thing, which the truth is I've never really seen done in a sefer before, where an author selects his audience. I guess you could kind of, every author selects his audience in some way, shape, or form. But I've never seen in a book where somebody says, you know what, here's what I'm doing. And if it's not for you, you know, maybe you should close the safer and go elsewhere. Right, right, correct. Right, you put on the little ribbon. Right. Of course, there's a little bit of pressure, because what are you going to do if you pick it up in the store? You're going to put it down, you know, it sets up for thinking people on the cover. But his point is, you're right. We're not talking about people who want to be delusional or people who want to fool themselves. We're talking about people who want to contemplate. So could a person take this in the wrong extreme? 100%. But he'll say, that's not the audience I'm catering to. So let's go back to it a little bit. He says, Binyan ha'adam itocho lo michutzalo. You have to build a person from within and not from without. Not from outside. Nimtza imkein. Sheshoresh tikun har goshos hashadilios shala adam klapi atzmo. Therefore, it turns out that the way to face negative feelings that a person has towards himself, lo notes behezber lesovavim, also shiyaniku lo gibui chevrati. So what's interesting over here is the following. Very often, the way that people assume that you have to go ahead and build up positive sense of self and positive and self-esteem and positive self-image is by, like, building a person up by telling them good things. You know, you're wonderful, you're important, which, again, I want to be clear, he's not discounting that that's good, but often people assume that the way to build self-esteem is, you know, surround yourself with people that are going to lift you up. Sheyichleku lo kama machmos biyom. O sheyitvesu al iza hatzlacha zenucha. So what happens? So often they'll say that modern psychology will say that you'll surround yourself with people who are going to compliment you, praise you, point out what you're doing right. So sometimes people assume that the way to build positive sense of self is external. And again, I will say there's a place for this as well. But again, he says, Ella. But I have to tell you the real truth. I don't need anyone to tell me I'm good. I don't need anyone to reinforce with me that I am a good person. Why? Because it's pashut. Because it's pashut. Because it's simple. Because it's obvious. Because at my core, I am a good person. Listen to this. Hashem bless you. Hashita lishtof la'adam es hamoach ad sheya'amin shema'aminim bo shu tov. He says the shita, the approach, literally lishtof la'adam es hamoach means to brainwash a person. To brainwash a person. Now again, it doesn't literally mean the shita to brainwash a person until he believes in himself that he's good, which is what he was just describing before. You know, again, and Abel said, this is, I want to be clear, there is a there is a place for this. I don't want to discount this in totality. But he's saying it's this notion that the way to build someone else is surround them by people who are going to build them up, praise them, compliment them, make them feel good about themselves. And then again, if you say it enough times, the person will become to believe it. And when you believe you're good, that's when you're good. But that belief ultimately comes from someone outside of yourself. This is not really a Jewish approach. Because at the end of the day, such a person is built from the outside, not from within. So you also understand what he's saying in that sentence, is that if I'm being built up ultimately by what others say, the same way that I could be deconstructed by the words of others, I could be lifted up by the words of others, that might be helpful to a point, but that is not ultimately going to result in a real building of self. Because real building of self ultimately has to come from within. Mashalim ha-davadome. So I'm just going to read one more line, and then we're going to stop. So let me give you a mashal. What's the mashal? Adam yeshlo biyad yahalom sheshav yav masayim elef dollar. So what happens? A person has a jewel that is worth $200,000. Ki adua kol yahalom kedei sheyiskala bechal hadras yof yav v'tifarto. Alav la'avor litush. All right, so we'll see, you know, actually, we'll pick up with this mushroom tomorrow. But he's, I don't know, we'll be a little cliffhanger over here. But it's a beautiful, beautiful mushroom. Amir Hashem, we'll pick up because we're not going to be able to finish it. We'll pick up on him, Amir Hashem, tomorrow. Yeah, I don't know. It's like the coffee malach must have come in last night. And, Of course, they're evil people. Evil people are choosing not to actualize the Tov within.